Well, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. As we wrap up a week of broadcasts with your participation, once a month, usually the last Friday of the month, we have a show where we don't bring a topic in particular, but we ask you to share whatever is on your mind or your heart, and we call it Unscripted. So, Debbie, we need people to line up on those phones and tell us what's going on.
It's a very popular show. Unscripted is where you bring the topics to the table. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. We just discuss things. If you have questions about the faith, about what's going on in the world, and anything that's happening in your life, relationships, prayers, anything like that, we are here to listen and we are here to have a wonderful conversation. So all you have to do is call in at 1-833-288-3986. And Jerry, real quickly, I just wanted to say, you said that we're wrapping up a week of broadcast. It's also a month. We're at the end of the month.
That's
and
true.
we start August. Can you believe it, folks, how fast this year is going? So, and our Monday show is Whom or What Are You Praying For? That's also a very popular show. That's the first part, the first broadcast of the month we dedicated to prayer. So be thinking about that if you want to call in on Monday's show about any prayer intentions or requests. But for now, this is Unscripted. You can revisit past shows. You can suggest future topics. It's a fun, fast show, very engaging, but don't wait till the very end of the show to call in 833-288-3986.
Yeah, Debbie mentioned you can comment on a past show. In fact, if you were on the line for any show you've ever heard on this program, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and did not get on the air, Unscripted is always an opportunity for you to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about at that particular time. You can let us know what you think would be a good topic for an upcoming show. We can talk questions of the faith. Debbie and I are not on the same level as Colin Donovan and Tim Staples and Jimmy Akin and Father Mitch and all of them. But we can probably hold our own, give you a decent, halfway decent answer at least, if you have a question about the faith. So anything that you want to talk about, 833-288-3986.
And I would just encourage our listeners, because you've been so supportive of our ministry, Stand Tall Today, and go to the website if you can today or this weekend. Check out all the updates we have on there, standtalltoday.com. Great endorsements and just fine, wonderful folks stepping up, a lot of clergy stepping up and really helping to promote the ministry. And we're so grateful for that. And we take that very seriously. That's a big responsibility. And we really want to journey with those of you who really want to get closer to God and live out your best life. So if you want a free consultation, just go to standtalltoday.com. But I'm super excited. Shauna did such a great job updating the website.
Looks great. Looks great. Yeah. We encourage you to go there and we encourage you to call right now. Again, it's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Maybe you just want to call and say, you know, tell us how God has blessed you in your life. If you have a prayer request, maybe you're struggling with some area of your life. We talk about relationships once a month on our All About Relationships show. Anything you want to talk about, family stuff, back to school, Unscripted is all yours at 833-288-3986.
It is Unscripted, so that means that, you know, typically we introduce a topic and then we have a great, robust discussion about it. We walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. This is your turn to be the host, right? You're gonna introduce the topics and we're going to have these great conversations. We're going to add some more calls and comments that come in through social media. Jeff Burson is there ready to retrieve all of those comments, but you've got to bring the topics to the table. So start calling in right now. We have a few being screened right now by our wonderful Rich Jesse. So please jump on that growing list of calls, 833-288-3986.
You mentioned, you reminded me that it's the end of July already. This month seems to have flown by for me. So as Debbie said, it's not only the end of a week, but the end of another month. And August is coming up. And maybe you've got plans to still get away for a little bit of a vacation, and you want to talk about that. Maybe you had an awesome one. Maybe your vacation was spoiled by, you know, I don't know, COVID and stuff. I mean, we can talk about that. I mean, where are we going with all of this? We certainly don't know. We don't have, you know, a view into the future. God only does. But, you know, it looks like it's maybe headed did for more lockdowns and shutdowns and masks and things. Let's certainly pray for God's intervention here and God's grace to be with the entire world with this situation. But yeah, anything you want to talk about now today, 833-288-3986.
Please call in. Again, I'll say it again because we have a lot of new listeners each and every time we do these live broadcasts. Please, if you're listening, you hear the sound of our voices. We consider you part of the Take Two family. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, we want to hear from you, okay? So if you feel that little nudge in your spirit, we believe that's the Holy Spirit encouraging you to call in. And it's a wonderful experience. You'll love it. Most people call back again and again. So it's the number to dial is 1-833-288-EWTN. You see how simple you can remember that? But don't wait till the very end. We don't do any part twos on Unscripted. Otherwise, we'd be doing Unscripted all month long.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And even on the weekends.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, please do join us today. This is your program, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We say that all the time. And we really do mean that. I know, Debbie, this happens to you too. And I a lot of times people I know who really aren't familiar with the show will ask me, well, tell me, what's the show about? What's it like? And I really try and describe it. And I really give the credit to you, the listeners, the Take Two family. Mm-hmm. We think it's kind of a unique show. And you are the ones who make it what it is every day. We love you guys, and we appreciate you helping to make this show now over 6 years. It was 6 years on June 15th. So Rich Jesse is indeed screening our calls. We have a couple ready to go already, and we're going to get to those calls pretty soon. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. And if you're watching the video stream on Facebook or YouTube, hello to you. You can post your comments there, and Jeff Burson will get those to us.
So join us on Unscripted today, right now. Start dialing. You probably have your cell phone right in hand. The number to dial is 833-288-3986. And, you know, Jerry, we can't thank our show team enough. Michael Birchfield, our producer, phenomenal. So brilliant. He's always coming up with creative ideas to really spread Take Two far and wide. Rich Jesse, answering phones, does a fabulous job. Jeff Burson, our social media manager expert. He is incredible, Jeff Burson. Well, you know what? We've got a great show team. Now all we have to do is wait for our calls, right?
833-288-3986. And you can join this Friday Unscripted on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you've just tuned in, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. It is our unscripted show for this month, so basically anything goes that you want to talk about within limitations and restrictions, obviously. And we're going to get to your calls in just a second here. I want to tell you, though, before we do that, that EWTN posts 11 podcasts every weekday and over 60 per week. You never have to miss Take Two with Jerry and Debbie or whatever your favorite EWTN program is, and they're all free. Go to EWTN.com/radio/podcasts to listen and subscribe. Do it today.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's a lot of podcasts. Okay, so want you to join us for this Unscripted. Our last live broadcast of July, folks, 2021. I cannot believe it. We are turning the page and we're going to be into August. So please join us at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, are we ready to go to the phones? I've got the book out. I'm ready to go.
I believe we are. Dewan is going to be first in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a listener on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Dewan. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So glad you called. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My question is quick. I'm not going to hold y'all up. I am really concerned and puzzled about this here dispute that's going on right now in the Catholic faith about the Eucharist and whether President Biden to be able to take the Eucharist. I just wondered if y'all could talk about that a little. I mean, I really am concerned about this. To me, it's kind of like opposite of what the Catholic faith represents. I mean, we all are children of God, and I just feel like this is just not godly, the conversation that I'm having right now, that I'm hearing people having about mm-hmm. him taking the Eucharist, about whether or not the Eucharist actually serves the purpose that it's supposed to serve. And I just don't know how we got here, but I'm just like praying that we can get back to who we are as Catholics, because I really think that it gives a very bad representation of what the Catholic Church is supposed to stand for.
So, Duan, if, based on your comments, I'm gathering that you're a practicing Catholic?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you know that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. You know that it's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is the central part of what and who we believe as Catholic Christians. And this is, Duan, this is just my take on it. Okay, so let's have a conversation about it. And I know Jerry's going to be sharing some thoughts. This is my take on it, okay? When a person goes out there and says they are Catholic in the public, okay, which our president and other Congress, you know, members have said, and other people in public office, okay, and they say they're Catholic, okay, what does that mean? What does it mean? Is it just a title? Is it just a name? Is it just a banner you hang over, you know, over your doorpost saying, "Hey, I'm a Catholic," or are you really living out what it means to be fully, authentically Catholic? And if you do, then there's a responsibility with that, and the responsibility is to be a strong Christian witness and to live out so that you don't sow seeds of confusion or scandal or anything else. So I'll give you a perfect example. If I hear, let's say I'm hosting the show, Duan, and you hear me all the time on Take Two and EWTN. But let's just say, for the purposes of this discussion, that I was living, I was having an extramarital affair, and I was living a double life, and I was doing all these things, but I kept going out there and saying, "But I'm a good Catholic." Well, what does that mean? That sends signals to the faithful and those that are trying to really find God and get close to God. It sends mixed messages. And with that, I heap upon myself a lot of problems for me in eternity, because what happens when I meet the Lord? He's going to say, "You lived a double life, but you were going out there in public saying that you were a great Catholic, and you caused all these people to go down a path that they lost their salvation." You see how that works? It's this domino effect that is really problematic, Duan. So that's just my take on it. Maybe you clean that up for me a little bit, Jerry, but you know where I'm going with it.
Yeah, I don't think any cleaning up is necessary. I would just simply add to your analogy that there would have to be the element of people knowing. It would have to be public knowledge.
Use
the example of you having an extramarital affair. So, you know, I mean, we all sin. We all sin and are really, in a sense, unworthy of receiving the body and blood of the Lord in the Eucharist. That's why we say, "Lord, only say the word and I shall be healed. Lord, I'm not worthy mm-hmm. that you should come under my roof." So really, that's what it gets down to, Duan, and it's totally a nonpartisan issue. There are Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and you know, not just politicians. There are entertainers, sports figures. This is across the board an issue. It is nonpartisan. It touches on every aspect of life. And as Debbie said, you're giving two messages, actually. You know, mm-hmm. abortion is the bishops recently, or the U.S. bishops recently called it the preeminent social issue. And, you know, abortion is the taking of an innocent human life. I just want to comment on one thing Debbie said, and that's, she said, you know, it would bring condemnation upon herself if she were to receive the Eucharist. And St. Paul makes that very clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He lays out how, he says, "I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you," and he talks about the institution of the Eucharist. Then he says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink the cup." And he goes on to say in verse 30, "Listen, that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." So there's also an element here to telling these these people who are obstinate in manifest grave sin or promoting grave sin that they should not receive the Eucharist. It is medicinal. It is for their own good, because we see from St. Paul's words the harm that we can do, not only bringing scandal to the faithful and to the world, mm-hmm. but bringing harm to ourselves physically, maybe even to the point of dying. If we don't die physically, we sure as you know, we might very easily die spiritually in the end.
Right.
You know, so
that's right.
I don't know. Does any of that help, Dawn? I hope it does.
Well, yeah, it does somewhat. But I just only thing I would just wonder is, what about when, you know, God said, leave all judgment to him. Is it for us to judge others or to pray for them?
Well, okay, so that's a really good, that's a very good comment you just made, or the question you just asked. And we did a couple shows on it, Dawn, and thank you for saying that. Remember, when we are called not to judge, that's to determine if somebody is going to heaven or to hell. That's the judgment. But we very much should be praying for each other. We should be praying for people to do the right thing and the holy response, right? But we are called to express when we see a wrong that is against God. That has nothing to do with judgment. No one's saying that somebody's going to go to heaven or to hell. If you do that, that is when you're playing God, actually. And that's where the judgment comes in. That word has been so misunderstood and used as a way to keep people silent. And Dawn, actually, it doesn't help us grow in holiness. If I'm doing something really bad for my soul, I expect the Take Two family and Jerry and EWTN to say, Debbie, you're doing something really bad for your soul. I expect that. That's not a judgment. Now, if Jerry said to me, you know, you're going to the deepest pits of hell, that's a different story. Okay, so you see the difference there, Dawn?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great show. Actually, you just gave me a good idea. Let's put that on the calendar. Dawn, you got to be listening. I'm gonna give you credit for it. We're gonna put it on the calendar in August or September. What do you think?
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you so much. Y'all did a great job answering my question.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
the
wonderful.
Holy Spirit and our guardian mm-hmm. angels. Thank you, Dawn. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend in North Carolina there. 833-288-3986, Unscripted today on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. And we go to Rankin, Texas. Jimmy is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Jimmy. Welcome.
Hey, buddies. I just got a question about, you know, the saints and the Virgin Mary. I have a lot of Baptist friends out here, and I visit church with them, and we have a lot of talk. Mm-hmm. And the one thing they take it to quickly is they're always like, well, y'all worship at the Virgin Mary, y'all worship at the saints. And I was trying to, you know, say like, man, it's kind of like asking your friends to pray for you when you ask for people to, hey, keep me in your prayers, pray for me, things like that. But what's a more educated way I could talk to them about that?
About the Mary worship question in particular, or just in general things related to the Catholic faith, Jimmy?
Well, they call it idol worship whenever,
right.
you know, we
right.
like they're saying you worship the Virgin Mary, you worship the saints, and I'm like, guys, it's not like that, but I don't know, I don't have the answers for it.
Well, I tell you, this could be not only a show in itself, but a lot of shows could go into explaining, you know, the Marian doctrines of the Church. We just don't have time right now. I'd say one of the things is we have to understand the Church as a family. The family of God. And when we do that, you know, it says in the Bible too, it says, call no man father. But St. Paul refers to himself as say, for example, Timothy's spiritual father on a number of occasions. So mm-hmm. we have to understand Scripture properly in its right context and see what does Scripture say about Mary. And a book that I would recommend for you, it's called Behold Your Mother. Mm-hmm. It's by Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. Tim was a very anti-Catholic Assemblies of God youth pastor many, many years ago, and he was challenged on his faith because he and a fellow Marine, they were in the Marines together, and Tim used to, you know, really crack on this other Marine all the time, and this Marine had answers for him. And that got Tim thinking. He says, I've never met a Catholic who had answers on these questions, and now Tim is one of the staunchest defenders of Catholicism. So while we can't dive, you know, into the teachings on Mary right now in particular, I would suggest that book, Behold Your Mother. And another one, I was just talking to my sister-in-law yesterday, and I mentioned to her how helpful to me Carl Keating's book was. Carl Keating founded Catholic Answers, and his book is called Catholicism and Fundamentalism, The Attack on Romanism by Bible Christians. So look for those two books, Jimmy, Behold Your Mother by Tim Staples and Catholicism and Fundamentalism by Carl Keating, because Carl, chapter by chapter, takes on every one of the fundamentalists' arguments against the Catholic Church. I'm rambling, Debbie. Go ahead.
No, you're not. Behold Your Mother, excellent resource. We have that on our website, actually, Jimmy. I just wanted to say this, and I agree with Carl Keating's book as well. Jimmy, I would just suggest this. Please, if you have a chance, you can even do this online. Just do in the search bar, the Blessed Mother and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. There are just a ton of paragraphs where it'll give you the references. You know, they've got St. Augustine, you know, our church fathers, theologians, they've got the popes, they've got references that, and they got scripture resources and references as well. And I would dive into each line there and just look at how the Catechism describes our Blessed Mother. And I would do the same for the saints and also for the angels, because then it will give you some, you know, a basis to when you interact with your wonderful Baptist friends, that you can just share from your knowledge of the Catechism. And what I would do is I would just say that. I would say, you know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church states this about Mary. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states this about the saints. And leave it at that. Just leave it at that. Let it just rest. Because sometimes when we just cite other sources, it allows us to remove this back and forth kind of, you know, well, let me prove to you that Mary is, and let me share where it's not here in the scripture. And it goes back and forth. And before you know it, you just have this, you know, kind of, not an argument, but a kind of a debate that's kind of gone south, and it just doesn't help the relationship. What do you think, Jimmy?
I appreciate it. I'll definitely look into these things. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, and just one other last thing, Jimmy. You know, a lot of times anti-Catholics will come at you and us, and we call it kind of shotgun apologetics. It'll be mm-hmm. Mary, Pope, Purgatory, Saints, Sacraments. I mean, just all within 60 seconds, they put all of the major areas of Catholic doctrine and belief out there upon you, and it could be overwhelming at times. If you have further encounters with them, just say, okay, one topic at a time, right. And then if they bring something up, say, I don't know, but I will find the answer and get it to you. So don't be intimidated. The answers are absolutely there. And we appreciate you calling, Jimmy. Thanks so much for joining us on Unscripted today in Rankin, Texas. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jimmy. Okay, where are we going next? And we're getting comments coming in on social media. So I want to share some of those too. Quite long, actually. There's a lot of nice comments. I just want to paraphrase if I can real quickly. Maureen just sent in a comment on our website and just was really was thanking us for the Holy Spirit answers that were given to the two callers. I think that's beautiful.
Well, that's what it is. You know, it really is the Holy Spirit. We rely upon the third person of the Blessed Trinity, and we are going to get to many more of your calls here in just a moment here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Just to reset where we are, what we're doing today on the program, it is our monthly Unscripted, the last Friday of the month, the last Friday of July already. We start August on Monday, actually on Sunday. You can join the conversation, too, at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Kathy in Buffalo, New York, station.
Yeah, and oh, if do we have time? Just need to pause for just a second, yeah.
Oh, we do? Yeah. I didn't see the time. Michael was putting the time up there. So where are we going?
We are going to pause for just a moment.
Oh, we are, okay.
Yeah, then we'll get to Kathy in Buffalo. Don't go anywhere. Station of the Cross coming through as usual. Mary in Wenatchee, Washington. Beautiful. I love Wenatchee.
I love Wenatchee.
One of my best friends works mm-hmm. at a country music station there. Jerry in North Carolina will get on the air. Jose in Denver. Dave in Fort Wayne. And who wants that open phone line there for Unscripted at 833-288-3986.
This is the July Unscripted here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we have full phone lines. That is so common for the Unscripted show, very popular. So if you'd like to jump on a line when it becomes free, start dialing right now. 833-288-3986. I can't talk today. It's Friday. It's the end of the month. That's what it is. I'm going to blame it on that. Okay, so Kathy in Buffalo, New York, Station of the Cross is the way Kathy's listening. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Take Two Unscripted.
Hi. Thank you for having my call. Mine doesn't seem as powerful as the last two calls, but I'm a grandparent, and I was just wondering if there's any other grandparents out there. I love my grandchildren, but it just seems there's so much lack of respect and obedience in children nowadays. And some of it I attribute to the parents. Like, I see my adult children, like, asking the grandchildren, like, do you want to get your bath now? What do you want to eat? Like, am I the only one out there that feels like we're kind of making these children like little gods and lowercase g, you know, like whatever they want, whenever they want it.
Here's the good news and the bad news, Kathy. Are you ready? Here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is you're not alone. The bad news is you're not alone. It's happening all across the board. We hear comments. Folks write into us all the time and share their personal stories of their kids, their adult children, and then their grandkids. And it's just happening that way. I think if you look at the world, we have a lack of respect all across the board and many levels. Okay, look at what's happening with the law enforcement and what's happening in public office and what's happening with the church and things of you know, all entities, all categories. What's happening is this idea that, you know, I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. No one's going to tell me. No one's going to tell me what gender I am, how I feel today, and this and that. So when we have this lack of ground rules and lack of guidance, and we don't adhere to a higher, you know, moral standard, right, which is God, right, God's law, what happens is you have, in my opinion, mass chaos because everybody's doing their own thing. Look, just Kathy, look at the two news broadcasts. Jerry, I don't know if you saw it. It happened to be in your state, California, where people are going into retail stores and cosmetic stores and they're just loading up stuff, taking
helping
it off the shelves, helping themselves and walking out, and everybody's standing there. And I heard recently that the employees were told to just do customer service, to walk up to them and say, excuse me, sir, do you need some help? Really? What happened to calling the police and saying you're stealing? What kind of signal are we sending to our youth? It's a mess. We have to get back to the basics, the God's rules and God's ground rules for us, because that is order. God's order brings freedom and success for all of us. When we are playing, like you said, Kathy, these mini gods, we all think we're, you know, the best thing since sliced bread and the universe revolves around us. We have chaos. That's my two cents. What do you think, Jerry?
Can't add a whole lot to that. I just think a lot of parents are afraid of turning their kids away from them, you know, so they want to be their friend instead of their mom or their dad. And let's face it, by nature, not just kids, but all of us, by nature, we will push the envelope as far as we can. That's why there have to be borders. There have to be boundaries in terms of how much parents and grandparents will let their kids get away with. And I really believe that, like I said, they're not their friends first and foremost. They are their parents. And I know somebody who is very dear to me and used to in trying to get his children to do something, he'd say, get down off the furniture, okay? Or, you know, finish up your dinner, okay? And the minute you throw that okay in there, you're saying, this is up to you if you feel like it. If you want to do this, you can. So I don't know what Debbie said, and I don't know if I added anything that brought any clarity to it. But what do you think, Kathy?
Well, I'm just glad to hear I'm not the only one that's frustrated or seeing this, you know, happening in our society. It was just venting and frustration that I called in with today. So
Well,
right. We agree with you. Can I just say something really quickly? Yeah. When people put God on a shelf, and that's what people have done. Oh, I know there's a God. I know there's a higher power, but I don't need God right now. When we start putting God on a shelf, this is why we have this mess. So people need to decide, are you going to follow God or are you going to follow this world that is going to take you to places that are pretty dark? And Satan can just, you know, rule over that. So people need to make choices at early ages of what they're going to do, who they're going to follow. And we need strong heroes and guidance and clear voices to follow. And that means parents need to step up, you know, grandparents, the church, lay leaders, everybody needs to step up and really be that clear voice. Kathy, you got me on a roll because I'm right with you. We could probably talk off air for hours. What do you think, Jerry? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, what do you think, Kathy?
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's just hard sometimes because when you're with the grandchildren, you want to be a nice grandparent. You can't do too much correcting nowadays or say anything negative because there's tears right away and you don't want to offend your children. So, like, it's just a tough situation.
Yeah. Well, it gives you a very important prayer intention, Kathy, which I have no doubt you've already been doing a lot of for your kids and grandkids. So
I sure have.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, thanks for listening there in Buffalo. We love the Station of the Cross. Thank you, Kathy, for being part of our unscripted show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. A line will be open there at 833-288-3986 as we go to a beautiful Wenatchee, Washington, home of fantastic apples and many other things. Mary is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi, dear.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. How can we help
I'm
you?
Calling in. Okay, I'm calling in. I was never raised of faith, but 30 years ago, I found God. Was never baptized or anything, but walked the faith and talked the faith, and was married at 18, divorced at 20, had a wonderful little son, then remarried a wonderful gentleman, married 38 years. He passed away almost 5 years ago. In the meantime, on a wonderful Christian site, met a wonderful man that I've fallen in love with, and he's Catholic. He's brought me to the Catholic faith, which I am thoroughly enjoying. I'm starting our RCIA in September.
Beautiful.
We've been together like 2 years or whatever. My predicament is that he was, you know, cradle Catholic is the term that they sometimes use. But my problem is that due to the fact that I was divorced once, my second marriage doesn't supersede anything. And I'm required to get an annulment. Or now our priest here says that I could probably do a praline privilege because my first husband and I, neither one of us were baptized. My ex-husband went on to be baptized in 98 in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But I've never been baptized, so they're thinking that the Pauline privilege would be something I could do versus the annulment. My question is that I don't know if I don't get an annulment. The church requires an annulment, I think, when you get married. Otherwise, is there things that my future husband or the man that I'm in love with won't be able to participate in because he's married somebody that has not gotten an annulment? I know that they say it's supposed to be for our own good. That we're supposed to, but, you know, that's been so long ago. He's 70, I'm 68. It's just kind of a little flicker in the back of my mind once in a while. And, of course, I have a son who he's accepting this gentleman, but his dad was an amazing dad, our amazing stepfather, and he's not happy about this situation at all when it comes to the annulment. And so I just don't know the questions or answers.
Debbie, you want to?
Well, do you want to go first? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Mary, I think you can probably put your mind fairly at ease. Debbie, neither one of us is a canon lawyer, but based on what you have described, and I would absolutely refer you to your parish, you know, priest where you're going through RCIA or to your diocesan chancery or whatever. But you've mentioned, I don't think either of those marriages that you mentioned were sacramental. And so, yeah, the Pauline privilege would potentially apply. What that is, it's just the allowance by the Catholic Church of the dissolution of marriages of two persons not baptized at the time that the marriage occurred. So I think, if I heard you correctly, that would be something that would be possible in your situation. I don't know, Debbie, that an annulment would be necessary for Mary to have to obtain or...
Right, and then you were referring to the man that you want to... Yeah. To marry Mary, and he was Catholic in his marriage. Here's what I would do. I agree with Jerry. Please make an appointment with the annulment person at the church who is in that department, or like Jerry said, go to the pastor there and sit down, you, and even if you could get this gentleman to be on the phone or there in person, and work out all the details of the past relationships and what that means and what it means in relationship to the sacramental element of the church. Mary, remember this is the key. I know things have gone on for a long time. People were married for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I understand that. But our church is a sacramental church. And if you want the abundance of sacramental graces to enter into your relationship with you and this gentleman, then go for it. The church gets it right. The church knows exactly what they're doing, and they know the best form to be able to allow the faithful to receive as many graces as possible. Mary, in this day and age, I'm just speaking from my own personal view, I would get as many graces as possible, because this world is working against us. And so I don't want that for you. So I would make an appointment, sit down, and get both a path for you, a path for you, this gentleman, and find out, and then have the annulment process explained to both of you in detail, so you understand exactly what it means and what it doesn't mean. It's not a Catholic divorce and that type of thing. It is a way...
Right.
It's a way for us to get in a strong, straight, beautiful path with our God, who can release those graces to us when we need them most in a relationship. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I agree on that. And he was married 40-some years and lost his wife. And so, as you say, the only issue is, I understand, and I think, wow, I want every grace, I want every sacrament, and I'm just thrilled with the reverence and what I've learned in the Catholic faith. And I'm excited about RCIA. I've already done it online, but now I'm going to do it in person, But as I say, it saddens me. My only son, I don't know how to explain to him. I tell him that I'm not removing him from anything. This is for me,
Right.
This is my walk that I need to say, that was not of God. That marriage was not of God.
Right. Well,
young and silly. And,
Right. But Mary, that's the biggest, problem for people going through the annulment process. I went through the annulment process. I totally get it, Mary. I have two children. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there was all those thoughts like, what does it mean? Does it mean my children were illegitimate? Does it mean my children weren't wanted? That doesn't mean anything. The annulment is for what happened prior to you walking down that aisle with that man, before your son ever came into existence. Okay. So it has to do with the sacramental component of your union prior to marriage. Okay. Very, very important. Like, a lot of people have abusive marriages and they say, well, that's probably grounds for an annulment. It has to do with the impediment before you walk down that aisle. Okay. That's why I want the director at your church to explain the annulment process in detail so you can explain it to your son. Annulments are very misunderstood. And Mary, let me just suggest somebody to you. She's one of our life coaches, Rose Sweet. She has been in annulment ministry for 30 years. She's amazing. You can reach her at standtalltoday.com if you want to go there and get a free consultation with her and talk to Rose. She's incredible.
Okay.
But it would really bring you some peace, Mary.
Oh, absolutely. And I was really excited. As I say, I met with a priest about a year ago, fabulous young man, and got the annulment papers. And however, then he left the priesthood. So I was saddened by that. And I thought, okay. And then I had, as I say, when I was sharing with another Christian site, they said, well, the Pauline privilege is, and so I have started the Pauline privilege with the Diocese in Yakima. So as I say, but I loved how you said that it's the course before we took that walk, that, you know, mm-hmm. that I've never heard that. So thank you. That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Awesome. Well, again, it was the Holy Spirit, Mary. Thank you. And with regard to your son, Debbie always talks about this. We both do. Your guardian angel, he has a guardian angel, and together they can sort of work together, you know, to maybe just to move in his heart, bring graces from God. So just ask your guardian angel to go to his guardian angel, and just, you know, this is, God is at work in all of this. You know, you called today, you got this deeper sense of peace that you needed. God is going to handle the situation with your son, and I really believe everything is going to turn out beautifully for you. We'll keep you in our prayers.
And Kathy, thank you for sharing with me that you experienced Walk That Walk. That's what's important. So,
oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Mary.
Rose Sweet, I've got it. Thank you again. Bless you.
Yep. Rose Thanks, Sweet, Mary. Thank you. And actually, I do like the name Kathy, but it is Debbie. But thank you, Mary. But that's quite. I
Kathy
actually,
was
when
the
I
was last
gro-
caller, wasn't it?
Yeah, but when I was Kathy was the last caller. But when I was growing up, I said, "Mom, why couldn't you name me Kathy?" And then I ended up having three girlfriends named Kathy. So I was glad there I wasn't a Kathy.
Didn't need another one.
Thank you, Mary. God bless you. You beautiful soul. Call us anytime. Go ahead. Jerry, where are we
Well,
going?
The Catholic Cafe, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be looking at the crisis of healthcare for women, the gift of holistic feminism, with Leah Jacobson, founder and CEO of the Guiding Star Project and author of Holistic Feminism. She'll join Deacon Jeff in part four of a special six-episode series on feminism. In this episode, Deacon Jeff discusses the serious condition of the healthcare industry as it relates to women. That's the Catholic Cafe, Sunday mornings at 10:30 Eastern Time on many of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, we're moving to Jerry in North Carolina, Sirius XM 130. You've been waiting so patiently. Jerry, you get our Patience Award. Welcome. Hello, Jerry.
You there, Jerry?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Good to have you with us. What can we do for you?
How you doing? My signal keeps going in and out.
Okay. Are you hearing us okay? Yeah, we got a really bad, Jerry got a really bad connection, yeah. We'll let Rich pick up and talk with him.
Okay.
That's not
And Jerry, you can always email us. Jerry has some comments about what the Bible says about marriage and the roles that we play. That's an excellent question, Jerry. Actually, I'm going to put that on our show calendar because that's been coming up a lot. Like the leader of the family, who's the head of the household, what it means, our roles. That's excellent question, Jerry.
Sure. All right, well, maybe Rich can pick up and they can get Jerry to a better spot for a reception on his phone. We certainly would love to talk with you, Jerry. In the meantime, let's go to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dave is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Dave. Welcome.
Hi, Hello, Dave.
Jerry, Debbie. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
I get upset with Google sometimes and whatnot. I did a recent search, and it said DNA's present at like 7 to 14 weeks. Well, of course, that's probably when you can get a sample of DNA. However, at the time of conception, when the egg meets the sperm, you got a zygote. And the DNA is totally there. That person is unique from the time of that zygote. Another thing kind of bugs me is that birth control, the pill, is a abortive nature, for it does not leave the egg attached to the wall. It's already been conceived. And a lot of people, you know, we used to use it, you know, I didn't know no better. But it's just something that agitates me. Mm-hmm. And I have a person referred to me that they believe in abortion for their sisterhood, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, the hood comes in heavily because more women are definitely aborted worldwide than men. Look at China, you know? They're killing their sisterhood, man. They're killing their sisters. If you had a sister alive, what if she would have been, you know, it'd be a tragic accident for her to have a car wreck or anything.
Right.
Why is not abortion a tragic accident, you know?
Well, Dave, it is a tragic. It's usually not an accident. Sometimes it is. You know, you mentioned the birth control pill is an abortifacient, they call it, mm-hmm. And what that means simply, as Dave described briefly, is that you know, the birth control pill does not prevent conception. You know, the sperm and the egg still come together, a new human being is conceived, but it works on the lining of the uterine wall so that the egg cannot implant. So when you think about it, Debbie, realistically, many conceived lives are potentially being, aborted through the birth control pill. And of course, it's got a lot of other horrible effects for women and the environment and everything else.
Oh, and their own, there's residual effects on the woman's body later on as well, with varicose veins and all sorts of things. I mean, there's a lot of problems with the with contraception. But Dave, you bring up a really key point, and here's what I just would love our listeners to focus in on. Okay, when people are about to enter into a potential sin, right? You're always going to find reasons around it and reasons, ways to explain it away, ways to make it okay.
Justify
and
it.
Acceptable. What? I'm sorry?
Justify it, yeah.
Justify it, right. And that's what happens with this, from the womb to the tomb, right? The Catholic Church is from the womb to the tomb. And everybody goes, well, maybe not to the tomb. Because if, you know, the older people, if they're not doing well, we should let them, you know, take their own life and do that kind of stuff. Or maybe not from the womb. Maybe it's when the child is a year old, that's when they're really living. Everybody makes these assessments based on where they're at spiritually, Dave. And that has been, in my opinion, in religious education for over 30 years, that has been the problem. We're not all focusing on the same thing. And that is that, you know, God has intended this for us to procreate and to do it well and naturally, okay, not to have all these things that manipulate the whole course of action. And the Catholic Church has it right. I cannot say it enough. I'm Catholic because I love what the Catholic Church teaches. They have it right. If people would just dive into what the Catholic Church teaches and be 100% authentically Catholic, we would transform this whole world. But unfortunately, we don't have that, Dave.
I know. It's just like, God's taking a little revenge right now for the pro-life states and stuff that Medicaid is allowed to pay for. I pulled up this chart, you know, and it showed all the blue states and navy blue. Navy blue was, they paid for everything. And Alaska just had an 8.2 earthquake, did they not? I mean, and that was a navy blue state. The wildfires and everything, you know, the old blue state. Sorry to say it, but I think God's kind of pissed off, you know?
Well, God, yeah. He's certainly not happy about a lot of what's going on. And, you know, when we think about it, all of creation is intertwined. It's tied together. And, you know, God created, he didn't create, you know, the world and then, you know, man and to be separate. I mean, we're all created together. We're intertwined. And so, you know, when we, you know, and the odd thing is, you know, it's really like rational thinking human beings are the only ones who can actually choose to do things like you're bringing up, Dave, here on the program. But, you know, when these things happen, when mankind turns away from God in such ways that we have right now, God is going to, it's not even, he doesn't even have to send the punishments, quote unquote. He just kind of allow the consequences to unfold. Sin has consequences. And like I said, all of creation, Romans 8 talks about, you know, all of creation groans and is going to be eventually set free from its bondage. So we shouldn't be surprised when things like this are happening.
Yes. Just one more point real quick. It seems to me, before the reservoir is drying up, that their faith in those areas, you know, has dried up, you know? I wish and I pray that, you know, people get back to praying. And there's a passage in Ezekiel, I can't think of the number, I think it's 3:7-21. But basically, the righteous, if you know somebody's doing wrong, you have to point that out to them. Be righteous. You know, you can't judge them, but you can point out that they're not doing right. Because if you don't, you're going to be held responsible for that sin also.
Right.
Not
well,
just that.
Yeah, Debbie made mention of that early in the show. We cannot judge whether a person's soul, where the state of their soul, where they're going to go, or how they're going to spend eternity. But, you know, we can judge, you know, it says you can, you will know they're Christians by their love. Well, you can also know people are not Christians by their hate or by their, you know, whatever, the fruit of their lives. We can look at things objectively and say that is not godly, but that's not judging the person's soul or where they're going to spend eternity.
That's
Thanks,
right.
Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Kathleen and Ann and Jose and the others, we're not going to get to you. This is How Quickly Unscripted Moves. Thank you so much. You can join us on the next Unscripted, or you can email us at take2@ewtn.com. But don't forget, Monday is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show, another very active show, Jerry.
It is. Get your prayer intentions ready over the weekend. Surely you have some. Pray for us too, please. Debbie and me and the show team, Michael, Jeff, and Rich. And thank you, affiliates, for airing the program. As always, been a great show. You guys hit it out of the park, and we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed weekend. And St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.